You're on 103 Impact with Danny Van Billy on Surviving Live. I am not alone. Right next to me is the lovely Lady V, Letitia Van Billy.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm well.
I'd rather be in bed, I'm not gonna lie. It's quite cozy, very like soupy, hot chocolate stay in bed weather.
Some of us had to be at work. And we were at the gym already.
Yes.
So yeah, we are up, but we are with you in your warm bed or car, mm-hmm, or wherever else you are tuning in from.
Yes.
What is our topic today?
Today we're talking about how date night is not an option. So if you were with us last week and we were doing our 2 weeks of knowing your family history, I ended the show by saying, you know, we're going to go into something a little bit more light. We're going to talk about date nights. But as we were preparing for the show, I realized, wait a minute, there's nothing light about this show.
There's no light here.
So date night not being optional is actually just about finding time to spend together. If we look at Matthew 7, verse 22 to 23, it shows us very clearly that we can perform very well at our tasks and still lack relationship and connection. This is Jesus speaking, saying, many will say to me on that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Now, I know you're thinking, how is this verse, how is this piece of scripture linked to date night? Well, as it relates to marriage, many can say this. They can say, but we built so many homes together, we raised children together, built empires together, made lots of money together, but still fall apart later because they did not know each other anymore. In the busyness of being a performative fivefold minister, we know that many forget a personal, private relationship and time with Jesus. So too, how many of us excel as performative wives and husbands and forget to have a personal and private relationship with our spouses?
I love that word performative, you know, because you can do what you're supposed to do in your role and still be disconnected from your spouse. Beloved, it's a deep one and it's a sensitive one as well, because many times we get so comfortable in misfunctioning, mm-hmm, you know, malfunctioning, and we think, hey, this is it. You know, we okay, it's working for us. But what we later see, and it's really statistically speaking, where you would think most divorces come out of unfaithfulness, or, you know, people not doing something wrong to each other, physical abuse. But no, most divorces come out and people file for irreconcilable differences. In other words, growing apart does more damage to a marriage than all the other things we might think do. So we are going straight into our song, and
one, two, three, you
want to stay in for this one.
So we're talking about how date night is not an option. Now, initially, when we were thinking about this topic and talking about this topic, we're like, how will it even relate to scripture? Well, you will be so shocked. Let's look at Ephesians 5, verse 21, how it speaks about how marriage symbolizes Christ's relationship to the church. Now, we are very good at imposing the scripture onto the church. So basically, we're good at saying, no, the church must realize that the relationship between the church and Christ is like a marriage. But we are terrible at imposing this scripture on our actual marriages. So if I look at, it's from verse 21, but I'm going to look at verse 32. Ephesians 5 verse 32 says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. What did Christ come to model to the church? Christ came to model relationship with the Father, which ushered in relationship with the Holy Spirit. Speaking of the Holy Spirit by Christ's death, By Christ's death and the tearing of the veil, it ushered us to have free access and connection in the Holy of Holies, also known as the secret place. Now, can this happen without spending time with God? Can we be ushered into the secret place without time? In applying this model to our marriages, it means that if the church must spend time with Christ, then the wife must spend time with her husband and know each other beyond the fivefold things that we have to do. What is the fivefold of our marriages? Well, it's paying the bills, washing the dishes, laundry, handyman, mortgage, insurance, car payments, family drama. We can perform very well and still lack relationship. And in our marriages, it is no different. That's why we need date night. You can be a great apostle, but you no longer have a relationship with God. Just like you can be a great wife who cooks and cleans up, but you no longer have a relationship with one another.
So if you're listening and maybe it's your first time hearing that word date night and you're asking yourself, is that Greek, you know, or a Hebrew word? No, it's just saying having a day, at least a day in a week, where you go out and you spend romantic time with your partner. And the key word there is romantic. You know, it's not we're going to go out and discuss more bills and any of the things that have to do with our responsibility. But you guys are actually in a relationship. You know, it's you're not just mom and dad or husband and wife. You are in love with each other. Mm-hmm. And if there's no space to cater to that in your marriage, in the long run, you will end up in a divorce. And we're not speaking divorce over you. We are just saying that, you know, this is what we're seeing in our communities right now. The lack of relationship is leading to marriages ending.
Yes.
All right, so stay tuned with the Vambilis, 20 past 11. We are talking marriage. And you know what? There are no experts when it comes to marriage. It's just all of us on a journey. WhatsApp number 071-364-0376. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your experience. How do you keep the romance going in your marriage? We need to prepare the next generation. And that's Bright City with Your Love. You still hang out with the Vambilis. And we are talking about marriage. All right, so it's time to actually have a male perspective on this topic, you know, and why date night is so important. You know, as a guy, your whole life, what you're going to hear about is being a responsible man. You know, a responsible man pays the bills. A responsible man takes care of his family. You know, so you understand the role. And before getting married, you hear a lot about pursuing a woman and marrying her. You know, so those two aspects we've gotten right as men. Otherwise, you know, a lot of women would not be married. You know, so if we're seeing marriages, it means we know how to pursue, and then we also know how to be responsible and give that security. I think the right word is security. But in many cases, what we don't know and what we confuse is we think that security aspect also speaks to the area of romance, you know, and it's probably the biggest misconception ever. You can be in a good, well-maintained house with the children going to school and all the bills being taken care of, you know, individually or, you know, as a couple. But if you are not taking time to still be romantic, something in your relationship will die. You know, and I'm saying this understanding from a male's perspective, how we see things, you know. I love you because, you know, I did that, you know, I made sure I got you your laptop. I made sure, you know, the things that you love are taken care of. Your well-being is taken care of. So we don't see the disconnect when it's happening, because in our eyes, in the way we are raised, if the things that are meant to be taken care of are taken care of, then the woman should be happy. So my brothers, I'm with you in this one. And, you know, maybe at this point, Lady V can add something.
You know, I think it's that whole, what is it? Women are from Venus, men are from Mars.
Yeah.
The thing that we notoriously say since childhood, just to show the difference in how we see the world sometimes, where for most men, having those things taken care of means that I love you.
Yes.
But for so many women, that is almost something you're supposed to do.
Yes.
It does not necessarily translate to you loving me as a person. Mm. And then, of course, there are other men whose, as they call them, love languages might look more like how it looks for women, where they need to hear, I love you. They need to spend time together. One thing I would say that I think is very, very important is that Jesus started his ministry because he knew God loved him. Mm. We see God saying that to him at baptism, saying, I'm already proud of you. I already love you. And so he leads with love. He's not trying to gain love by doing the ministry for God. And I think it's the same in our marriages, babe, where when we miss alone time, when we miss secret place time, when we miss date nights, we forget that all these things we're doing, the bills, the kids, the plumbers, the mortgage, is from a place of love. And we are not doing these things to gain love. But you'll see a lot of people, I'm not going to name any names, but these podcasts that have popped up about relationships and men and women and marriage. And they'll say, oh no, but you have to be a certain body size for your husband to stay home. Cook and clean for your husband to stay home. That's the backwards of scripture, because that's not leading with love. That's leading to be loved.
Yes. And we're not saying those other things are not important, but we say you need to understand the core issue here. You know, if the environment doesn't even say come home.
Yes, or let me speak for the ladies. Ladies, when the environment doesn't say dress up, look nice, I'm not dressing up so you can love me. I'm dressing up because you love me.
Oof. Beloved, we shall be back. You're still with the Vambellis on 103 Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, we closed off with a very hot line, you know, that I think, Letitia, you need to elaborate. Please go in, my sister.
You know, we've had experiences as people who are in ministry where you can be running so much in the call, and it's opening doors and you're delivering people and you're preaching, and you yourself don't have any time at all with God. And then the Lord in his goodness gives you the opportunity to just sit at his feet. And then personally, when you experience the Holy Spirit again, you're like, wait a minute, this Holy Spirit is actually powerful and speaking to me personally. And that's how I feel about us in our marriages, that we are so used. Like, Danny, there are seasons where I won't even see that you're handsome. I won't see it, because we're so good at running the house. We're so good at taking care of the kids. Mm-hmm. And every time we meet, because we come from our different days, it's like, and I know we equally run a business together. So we'll be like, oh, the plumbing is broken in this place and at home. Did you make sure that the kids and all these things? You become so good at doing that you actually forget your wife is beautiful. She's stunning. You once looked at her and thought she's the most beautiful woman in the world. And so we have to learn to create opportunities to see each other again and realize the blessing that it is and the love that we have with one another. Because when I'm taking care of the kids, I don't look how I look when we're going to the restaurant, because it's impractical. And I think that's some conversations that a lot of us don't have. We speak a lot about, oh, the Stepford wife, the perfect wife who looks great while she's cooking and cleaning. It's not realistic. You you have to make time to see your dapper husband in a suit, in a nice setup, to just remember what this whole thing is about. Because one thing we take for granted as married people is that everything we're trying to do, taking care of the kids and building the empires, it does not work if the two of us are no longer connected. So the question is, we are quite clear about what connecting to God looks like, but what does connecting to your spouse look like? And God has given us this beautiful thing called love, called the secret place, where we get to experience and be glued afresh to each other through the experience of spending time together. Are we spending time together and creating opportunities to remember why we fell in love? You know what's interesting? The more you make time to go out and look nice and make an effort, the more you will look nice and make an effort.
Yes, and don't confuse the fact that you're always together and that the quantity time you spend together equates to quality time.
Or intimacy.
You know, if we are going to go to McDonald's together, we're not going to dress up, okay? We're not going to go to McDonald's looking sharp. But if you're taking time, you know, to say, hey, man, there's a little place there I found that, you know, we could just go and spend time together. It's not really about how much you're spending, but the positioning of the place. Is it a romantic space? Is it a place where you want to spend time together? And if you can do that well and begin to create those opportunities, the two of you will start setting up the mood, setting up the spaces where you are not just being your normal selves.
And how many times do we even see, as it relates to our relationship with Christ, Christ just wants to spend time with you. Christ actually likes you. It's not just about, Lord, give me this. Can I have this? Can I go here? When will you answer this prayer? It's also about having a relationship with Christ where you're comfortable to just sit in the presence of Christ. And that's what we often miss in our marriages. How often, Danny, will people say, I'm not even comfortable sitting with my wife or husband? So we're talking about date night and someone's listening thinking, but I don't even like him. I don't even like her. And it's things like date night that will allow us to get past some of those hurdles that we experience in our marriages.
Yep. If you are really taking time to build on the love, to build on the relationship, you'll see the change in the way you relate to each other. Wow, we've said a lot. I hope you're with us.
ECU Worship with We Say Yes. So Danny, we've talked about the importance now of creating space for date night. What would you have to say about that?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of us don't understand boundaries, you know. And boundaries are not things that people just know. You have to teach people how to treat you. You know, so you have to decide how you are in a certain space. So what I mean by that is this. We grow up in families where, you know, there isn't really space for parents to be romantic, to take time out. So as a community, we don't know how to respect it. We don't know how, you know, you'll find your pastor and the wife having dinner. You just come there and you talk, you know, and you want to tell your testimony right there. No, that's not the time. You know, that's the time to just wave and say thank you, bye, you know. So we as a people need to create a culture that promotes boundaries, that respects romance, you know, that allows not just for our pastors, for our friends, for our brothers and sisters. You know, if people have set time to spend time alone, that does not mean they're available for you. And it's hard to teach that. But the quicker you start teaching that, the better it is for your union, the better it is for your marriage. So I want to encourage everyone listening, begin to set boundaries with your friends, with your families, that when you've got time for you and your husband and your it needs to be for that. You hang out with the Vambilis, our WhatsApp number is 071-364-0376. We want to hear from you. How have you kept that romance in your marriage? What does your date night look like? We have Lady V singing in the building.
We've got Kane here singing Honest Offering, I Surrender All. This is their live rendition.
Yeah, where's the notes you are hitting here behind the scenes?
I will not do that to anybody's ears, but...
Extra. To highlight the sensitivity of the topic we are dealing with today, the married couples have not sent us not one WhatsApp today.
Someone did send a message and she actually said, yay, marriage, my favorite conversation. I saw that.
So, Letitia, what do people do? Let's say they're listening to us right now and they're like, okay, we hear you, but we're not talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
How do we start?
You know, one thing that we learned, you know, it's been what, Danny? It's been 9-10 years already, you know. We actually started seeing that a lot of the times as couples, when we discuss problems, so I'm going to use an example. Let's say the mother-in-law is the problem this season. We will only talk about the mother-in-law being a problem after we've been to the mother-in-law's house and something's happened, or the mother-in-law has done something. So you're now both very heightened. The one is so focused on defending their mother, and the other is so focused on defending themselves, that no one is actually listening to the other person. Because we're not listening to hear, we're listening to respond. Because we have allowed a problem to fester so long that it only becomes a topic when we are angry. And one thing that we learned, we actually learned this from another couple who were married longer than us, and it's brilliant, is that give each other time to discuss the difficult topics. So they aren't always difficult topics, but there are seasons where, yeah, it's fire in that house. And I remember we once picked like a Wednesday or what, I don't remember what we did, but it was like Tuesday, Danny, you get to speak. You tell me everything you want to tell me about this topic, and I'm not allowed to respond. So what that allowed me to do was listen to you without a response or a defense, because it wasn't during a fight. And then the Wednesday, I got to speak. And it was interesting that we found that we were actually at similar places. And the reason we found that is because by prioritizing time to talk about the topic before the topic is an argument, we could actually hear the heart of the other person. Then date night can remain date night. I think the general message of today is prioritize your marriage. Whether it's because you need date night for romantic time, or you need to set time aside to talk about the issues so that they're not underlying every decision you make. Now we're fighting over the bread at breakfast because there's something we're just not talking about.
I also think it's very, very important to know time and place.
Mm-hmm.
Every place is not the place to speak about the problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think what begins to happen is some couples have just decided, I'm not going to take you out to a dinner for you to bring up all the problems while we're sitting there. But now the reason you're going to bring up the problems while you're sitting at the dinner is because you don't have another space where you speak.
Mm.
So if you create the space where you speak, then you can now preserve the areas where it can just be a good romantic time. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm also going to add another aspect of this. When you decide to do something nice, that's not the time, you know, to bring up all the reasons why you can't do something nice.
Mm.
This is something we had to learn.
Yeah.
So let's say if your partner is saying, okay, let's take maybe 2 days off. And now you start, no, we can't take days off because we still need to do this and the children. And at some point, your partner is going to stop suggesting because they know how you think. So now they might pretend that there's a work trip in order to get away from you, because they know you can't switch off with them, you know. And if you are already there in your marriage, please, that's not the way to go. So we're trying to pull you out of that. We're trying to, you know, maybe after this show, you need to sit down your wife and say, did you hear what they said? That's how I feel right now. So we are suggesting that you have a space to speak about problems so that you have another space where you can be romantic and they don't disturb each other.
I have a quick question, and I need you to think about this, you know, in the next few minutes. What if I'm not nice to spend time with, Danny?
Oof.
What if you're not nice to spend time with and I don't want to spend time with you?
Yes.
Mm.
And these are real things that happen.
Yeah.
These are real. I mean, there's a time in our marriage where you were not nice to spend time with.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Same here. I was like, no. You'd be like, let's go on a trip. I'm like, I will not be in a car with this man for 2 days. No.
Well, I'd be thinking, I'm not asking this person to spend time with me. And it's real, guys. We're saying it like this so you don't feel like your marriage is from hell. No, your marriage is not from hell. You can fix it.
Yes.
But it takes time. It takes effort. And we're giving you a starting point. Starting point is just go on a romantic date and agree that on this date, we're not speaking about any of our problems. Now, going on a date is also not about money, guys. We've jumped on a taxi, gone to Menlyn and just walked and talked and, you know, spent time together and taken a taxi back home.
Yeah.
You know, so don't just look at it and think, yo, man, but I don't have this. We need a big budget. No, it's really about just shutting the world out and spending time together.
Yes. And remember, it's not the budget. It's not the place. It's not the car. But it's about allowing yourselves. You're teaching your brain that there is a place in my life that's just for my spouse. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yep. And while you're at it, Google the things you can do for under 100 rand in Pretoria. You'll be shocked. I'm going into the budget thing because I know how we guys think. Guys are always like, yeah, but I don't have the money. Brother, you've not yet made the effort to find what can be done. And women, stop buying your husband socks for their birthday. That's another thing. We'll talk about that. That's Danny Goki. Whew, I love his name, hey? I think it sounds familiar, that Danny name.
We are reading your messages. Remember that you can send us a message on 0713640376. It says, hi there, great show. And so relevant. Strong couples make strong families, and that makes strong societies. Such good advice. I encourage couples to make quality time for each other and not to be ships passing in the night. Think back, what brought you together? What did you enjoy doing together? It's never 50-50. One of you has to make the first move to get the flow going. We went on a love language course, a great way to rediscover each other. Remember, tomorrow is not promised to us. 23 years married, but sadly widowed 2 years ago from CA. Oh, we are so sorry for the passing of your spouse.
But thank you.
Thank you.
This is till death do us apart. I actually am somehow encouraged when I meet couples who are like, you know, we did it till death did us apart.
Yeah.
Thank you for that word of advice. Letitia, what else did we have?
We also have Kevin, who says communication is everything. Good news is, just like in our faith, the first years of romance are exciting and uplifting. After the champagne bubbles are gone, you will remain together based on the intimacy sowed in those first years. Love is how much you are willing to suffer for one another or for someone else. Make communication a priority and the rest will fall into place. That's my two cents. Thank you for the topic. Kevin, thank you for your message.
I love that part on, oh, actually, there's one more message by Kwesi. Kwesi says, okay, no socks, got it. Yes.
And then she said, while we're at it, please suggest Father's Day presents.
You know, I am an advocate for not getting men socks for their birthdays and Father's Day. You know, think adventure. We are adventurous people. Take us somewhere where we can enjoy ourselves, do something, 4x4ing, you know, there's just so much. But if you think adventure when you're thinking of men, you will not go wrong.
You know, when you talk about the socks, I think the issue comes from not knowing our spouse from the secret place and knowing our spouse from the outer courts, because that's you. You are adventure. So when I'm planning a gift for you, I'm not grabbing what any company organization says men want, because they tell us you guys want socks, you want PS2s, you want ties. But the truth is, if you know your spouse from the secret place, then you know what they actually want that year or even that season. And the person that told me this, if she's listening, she knows who she is, thank you very much. She once said to me, a lot of us can be married decades and we just know each other from the outside, in the outer courts. The aim of the marriage is to get to a place where we know each other from the secret place, and that means to know one another by revelation. You know, I used to think Esther was in a terrible marriage because I was like, why must I fast before I come and talk to you? What is this? But the longer I've been married, the more I realize that if more of us go to the secret place with the Father before we approach our spouses, we will get the response that we actually want. Because in the secret place, therein lies revelation. I'm quickly going to look at Ecclesiastes 4. I'm going to focus on verse 10, where it says, two are better than one, because if either of them fall, the other one can help them up. Our marriages are so often about us all being happy at the same time. But one of the messages actually said, are you able to suffer for each other? Danny, are you able to say, Letitia, this season I can't, I'm breaking? And that's the difference between a secret place marriage and an outer court marriage. Do I have revelation beyond what I'm seeing about you of what you as a person are going through this season? Those are the conversations that can make date nights enjoyable, because then you're comfortable because you know you're safe with me. But if I don't know I'm safe with you, what am I date nighting with you for?
And I also think, and Cindy actually said, hey, hi there, very encouraging show. In the one message you read now, the thing about taking the step, you know, you both can find yourself deadlocked and, you know, no one wants to move. But marriage is being willing to say, let me take that knock this time. Let me swallow my pride and make that first step. You know, so if the environment is not good, if you found yourself in a place where you're not talking, be the one this time to make the step and tell your partner, look, I am going to make the step because I love you, you know, and encourage each other, because in that Proverbs scripture, what is key there is that the two are valuable, because when one is down, so in other words, don't both be down at the same time.
Yeah.
Let someone decide, like, yo, okay, in this season, when he is down, let me be the one who's up. Or when she is down, let me be the one who's up. Any last words from you?
It takes effort. And doesn't that speak so beautifully of how God came to us before we ever came to him? Make the first step.
You're still on Surviving Life with the Vambillies. And yeah, Letitia was speaking about how Esther approached the king, her own husband, and she was like, oh, you had to pray. But then she said, it's a good way of us also preparing to have difficult conversations with our partners. And we got a message in regards to that.
Yo, hallelujah, Yana. Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. She is speaking 100% the truth, tried and tested. And if you do that, the answer is always yes. Because when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. It doesn't matter how difficult the question or the scenario, God will give you favor and you will be in unity and blessings will chase you down.
When Jesus says yes.
Thank you so much for your message. You know, babe, it's having me thinking about how so often in our marriages, and this is what kills the romance, we make ourselves the scapegoats for attacks that the enemy is bringing into the home. And because we don't consult God before we come to each other, suddenly we find ourselves in a battle over something that God can fix himself. Sometimes when you go to the Lord and you're like, God, Tish, and this thing, God might fix that thing with Tish before you even ever have to come, right?
Yeah, that's right. For me, I think the sooner you know you are not the Holy Spirit and you cannot perform better than him, the better it is for your marriage. Because if you... I've had issues with my wife. Can I speak to somebody today? Married somebody. I've had problems with my wife where I'm like, if I raise this, we are starting World War IV. I don't know how we're even skipping three. We're going straight to four. But then I will, you know, really take time to pray about it. And you know what? Without even speaking to her, she'll come and say, you know, the Lord's been speaking to me about this issue and I'm feeling like this. Then I was just like, and I won't even do the I told you so or I've been praying for you. I just listen like, I don't even know. Like, I've not been fasting about this issue. But that is a line we have as believers that works. Both sides. There are issues where my wife will want to talk to me about and the Lord tells her, don't go there. That grumpy old bear might jump on you. But she'll pray about it. I'll get convicted, you know, in a different way. And by the time we're talking, I'm ready to receive whatever that needs to come out.
Yeah, we actually had a similar thing happen recently where I had some kind of dream that you were supposed to have a meeting with somebody. But when I prayed to the Holy Spirit about it, I didn't feel in my spirit to say, hey, you have to have a meeting with this. But I felt the Holy Spirit saying,
you told me to have that meeting with that somebody, you and I would have had our own meeting on
this side. Yes. And I think that's why I went to the Lord. I was like, God, this is probably like wishful thinking. The Holy Spirit is like, no, it's me. I'm just letting you know. And it wasn't even a week and you came to me and said, I'm meeting with this person. And let me tell you, babe, you just said something so fundamental. The Holy Spirit does not allow I told you so's in a marriage.
Yes.
Does not do that.
Yes.
Once you have seen something and you're correct about it, he also leads you in a way of love and grace, which is so annoying.
And maturity.
I want to say I told you so, but but the Holy Spirit is like, no, you don't. So when he was telling me, oh, I'm meeting up with this person, I just kind of shook my head and I said, okay, I don't know what this is about, but I did see it. I did see it before you told me. And don't scapegoat yourself in your marriage. Take a page out of Esther. Go to the Lord first, because some difficult conversations, I think actually most of them, they need Holy Spirit intervention before we can talk about it unproblematically.
And before we go to the next song, I just want to say again that your marriage is not from hell. You did not make a mistake, you know. And even if it's been 2 years of not talking or 3 years and you sitting there, you know, considering filing for divorce, please, we have all been there.
Yes.
There's a time in my marriage where I thought, I don't know why I ever thought this marriage will work out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's best that we just go our separate ways. But listen to us now. You will not
never
believe
tell.
It's the same couple, you know. We sound polished, guys. And I'm saying that is there for you as well.
Yeah.
And that's why God gave us this platform. Because he didn't want a couple here who will paint a mystical, you know, over-spiritual picture. He wanted examples for you. This is an example of a couple who got it wrong, who've had to fight it through, who've had to talk it through to a place where we are making sense. You know, as you can hear, it sounds like we're making sense, right?
So, I hope so.
We are you. So don't give up on your spouse.
Yeah.
Do not give up on your spouse. I actually want a WhatsApp from you saying, I will not give up on my spouse. If you're in a bad space right now, even if you just send us a voice note, because sometimes just speaking it out to somebody, you know, allows you to release, to say, okay, yes, I'm there. But I've heard you guys. I will not give up on my spouse. 071-364-0376. We want that commitment. We're in this together, guys. Don't leave us in it alone. We love you. Quick Saga, we'll be back. All right, we love the song, but we won't let it play for the second time. Oh, wow. Technology is being technology, but we are also being the Vambellies.
We're getting all your messages on 071-364-0376. Danny, what would you sum it up as? What is everybody saying?
All right, so we've had a couple of messages that have come in. Just to keep you private, we're not going to read them individually. But we've had at least five people who've said, look, I was considering just walking out of my marriage, but I will not give up on my spouse. And it's just so beautiful to see that I won't give up on my spouse coming in. Why? Because, beloved, when you're going through this and you are alone in your house, it looks like everyone else's marriage is 100% okay, but yours is the one struggling. And we've been there, mm-hmm. You know, where you look and you're like, yo, but they're getting it right and we're not getting it right. And you know what's always funny? A year or two later, the same couple will come to us and say, yo, we almost gave up on our marriage in the season when we were looking at them thinking they had it together. So We are in this together, everyone listening.
You know what's interesting about divorce? I think in our counseling journey, Danny, with other couples, etc., most people who get divorced regret it within about a year. And that just tells you that when you wait and you give it to God, you might resolve a temporary problem. Divorce is such a permanent decision that it's a lifetime to get through. And a lot of people who we speak to who regret getting divorced say it's like a death, but the person is still alive. So oftentimes, something that's fixable, the enemy will convince you that this thing is completely unfixable, and you make this permanent decision, but then you have to live with that for a lifetime. And we've seen a lot of couples, through God's grace, being brought back, even from divorce. But I want to address a specific message where someone says they are having trouble deciding on a lobola situation. Listen, stop scapegoating yourself. Take that situation, bring it to God, and ask God to do the confirmation. When we were getting married, we had a similar thing that was happening with us where we didn't know whether to get which property to get married in, you know, the legal stuff. And we weren't sure. And so we just said, you know what, let's pray about it. Lo and behold, that night, a friend of ours called us and said, listen, I don't know why I'm feeling to call you guys, but the Lord is saying this. And that's what helped us make the decision. So stop scapegoating yourself in your marriages. Let the Holy Spirit do the convicting on both sides.
We're playing We the Kingdom by the song is actually called Deep End, artist We the Kingdom. Letitia, woo! I can't believe it's time for us to say goodbye.
I can't believe it either.
Oh, wow. What do we do?
Listen, it's been such an incredible time with you. Remember that a lot of the times when big men and women of God fall, we make very confirming statements like, oh, they were a false prophet. No, guys, sometimes it's just that they stop spending time with God. And the same is true for our marriages. We need to prioritize it. We need to spend time with each other.
Yeah, guys, we love you. And we really hope that you're walking away realizing that this is just something that can pass. It doesn't have to be the end.
If you missed last night's uninterrupted show between 6 and 6:30, remember that you can watch it on our YouTube channel on @TheVambellies, which is also the handle for all our social media networks.
Yes, and then we are also working on getting some of the shows up on the Impact Radio page. So as soon as it's there, we're going to let you know. We are working on that. We know you've requested and we are going to get it sorted.
Make sure you catch us next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, 11 to 1 p.m. Next week's topic is called There Is Nothing Wrong With You. You want to tune in and find out why.
Yeah, because there might be something wrong with you.
It's always amazing, always wonderful spending time with you.
All right, stay blessed, guys. And don't give up on your marriage. That's all we want you to walk away with today.